it is on Wednesday at 1:30. So I believe that's the only correction in the bulletin that I need to make note of. So that service that we will be partaking in at Somerset Manor will be on Wednesday, the regular time, on 1:30. Happy Father's Day! Happy Father's Day to those who have cared for us and nurture us, those who have shared wisdom and walked beside us and sometimes behind us, those who have shown us love and accountability in ways of love. Be it whoever in your life that was present in such a way, we give thanks today. So happy Father's Day. We also have some birthdays. I do know, and I believe watching at home, Harold Noy on June 20th turned 89. And this past week, we do have a birthday girl in the house. It's a big day for her because it's baptism and confirmation. And a birthday this past week turned 14, Kennedy. Happy birthday. Are there any other birthdays? Any other birthdays? Let us sing happy birthday, dear friends.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
On this fourth Sunday after Pentecost, this is Father's Day. It's also a very sacramental day. We are going to partake in the sacrament of Holy Baptism, in Confirmation, and in Holy Communion. So lots happening today. And thank you all for being here. It is with deep gratitude and respect that Trinity United Church Summerside gathers and worships on unceded Mi'kmaq territory, Abigwit, Prince Edward Island, is covered by the historic treaties of peace and friendship. Let us prepare ourselves for worship.
Thank you.
All are welcome in this place. Be it if it's your first time coming through the doors of this sanctuary, or if you're here every Sunday, today is a day that we take the light of Christ out into the world. We light the Christ candle as a sign and symbol of his presence with us, knowing that hope, peace, joy, and love starts with each of us, all glorious gods. Amen. Join me in the call to worship as printed in your bulletins or on the screens. Come, children, join us in the celebration.
A celebration of the God who welcomes all into the fold.
Come, children, join us in hope.
A hope that helps create better responses.
Come, children, join us in love.
A love that wraps around all of creation.
Amen. Please be seated. And let us join our voices again together in the gathering prayer. Holy God, today remind us that as we gather We are readying ourselves to be proactive in this world, to journey with those that will change the world for the better, to sit with those who just need a person to listen and to be present. Give us courage. Give us hope. Give us desire to be the hands and feet of this ministry out into your world. Amen. Today, we welcome the following people for the sacrament of holy baptism. As I call your name, please come forward with those that you've chosen to stand with you. And you can just remain just on the front floor here. Kennedy Elizabeth Ann Crozier. Lacey Lauren Culliquett. Hannah Jane Culliquett. Amanda Marie Hamilton. And I'll have you stand for this part of it. And I will ask them, as you are coming forward, and those chosen to stand with them, to come forward and just on the main floor here. Thank you. And you can face me. I have questions to those seeking baptism. Do you believe in God, who has created and is creating, who has come in Jesus, the Word made flesh, to reconcile and make new, and to work with us and in us and others by the Spirit? If so, please answer, I do by the grace of God. Will you join with the people in this community of faith to celebrate God's presence, live with respect in creation, and love and serve others? If so, please answer, I will, God being my helper. And there is also promises of those who are standing with those seeking baptism today. Will you pray for your loved one and support them as they learn and live the faith? If so, answer, we do. By the grace of God. We also have a new creed that will be on the screen here. And let us share in the new creed together. We are not alone. We live in God's world. We believe in God who has created and is creating, who has come in Jesus, the Word made flesh, to reconcile and make new, who works in us and others by the Spirit. We trust in God. We are called to be the church, to celebrate God's presence, to live with respect in creation, to love and serve others, to seek justice and resist evil, to proclaim Jesus crucified and risen, our judge and our hope, in life, in death, in life beyond death. God is with us. We are not alone.
Thanks be to God.
Amen. Those in the congregation who are able, I'll ask you now to please stand because you have a promise for those seeking baptism today. Jesus Christ calls us to make disciples of all the nations and to offer God's gift of grace in baptism. Do you, who witness and celebrate this sacrament, promise your love, support to all those who are about to be baptized as they live and grow in faith? If so, please answer, we do by the grace of God.
We do by the grace of God.
Please be seated. Now I'll ask all those here to be seated except for Kennedy and her family. I would ask them to come forward, to come around here, and to come up for baptism. Thank you. Hello. Welcome. Bless you. Please state your full name.
Kennedy Elizabeth Ann Crozier.
Kennedy Elizabeth Ann Crozier, I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. It is with the sign of the cross that you become one with Christ, the Anointed One. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the King and the head of the Church, I declare that Kennedy Elizabeth Ann Crozier has now been received into the Holy Catholic Church. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Kennedy Elizabeth Ann Crozier, you are a child of God. You are a disciple of Christ. You are a member of the Church. Amen. Let us celebrate. Come with me. Your light is bright, and your light joins the light of Christ today. And from the Christ candle, I'm going to ask you to light your candle. This is your baptism candle. Anytime there's a time where you have something to celebrate or you just need that extra support, you can light this candle to remind you of your baptism and to remind you that you are strong and courageous and that you make this world a better place. You can blow that out. One more. There you go. And then I'm going to invite Nancy. Nancy is the chair of our worship team, and she's going to officially give you your baptism certificate. Congratulations. And at the end of the service, this light will be extinguished, and you can take it with you. God bless, and thank you. I'm going to invite Lacey and Hannah to come forward, please, and those who are standing with them. Welcome. Lacey, we'll begin with you. Please state your full name.
Lacey Lauren Culliquet.
Lacey Lauren Culliquet. I baptize you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And with the sign of the cross, you become one with Christ, the Anointed One. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the King and head of the Church, I declare that Lacey Lauren Culliquet has now been received into the Holy Catholic Church. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Lacey Lauren Culliquet, you are a child of God, a disciple of Christ, and a member of the Church. Amen. Let's give a round of applause. Come with me. This is your candle. A candle that is joined with the light of Christ so that you can go out into the world bringing hope, peace, joy, and love. Knowing that any time that you want to light that candle, you are offering that moment of hope. I'm going to ask Nancy to present the baptism certificate. And again, at the end of the service, bring your candle home with you. Let's give her another round of applause. Hannah, please state your full name.
Hannah Jane Culliquet.
Hannah Jane Culliquet. I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. It is with the sign of the cross that you become one with Christ, the Anointed One. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the King and Head of the Church, I declare that Hannah Jane Colicott has now been received into the Holy Catholic Church. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Hannah Jane Colicott, child of God, disciple of Christ, member of the church. Amen. Today we take the light of Christ and we join your light and Christ's light together in your baptism candle, reminding you to take that light out into the world as you do. Amen. And I invite Nancy to offer you your baptism certificate. Let us give her a round of applause. Thank you. I invite Amanda and those who will be standing with her to come forward, please. Welcome. Please state your full name.
Amanda Marie Hamilton.
Hi. I'll get you to come a little bit forward. It's going to be okay. Amanda Marie Hamilton, I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. It is with the sign of the cross that you become one with Christ, the Anointed One. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the King and Head of the Church, I declare that Amanda Marie Hamilton has now been received into the Holy Catholic Church. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amanda Marie Hamilton, you are a child of God, you are a disciple of Christ, and you are a member of the church. Amen. I'm going to ask you now to light your baptism candle, joining your light with the light of Christ, reminding us to be bold and daring and courageous and to take all your gifts out into the world. Amen. And Nancy will now present your certificate of baptism. Let's give her a round of applause. Thank you.
Thank you.
Please be seated. I welcome you all to this service of confirmation. This is a time to celebrate hope. At various moments on the journey of our life in Christ, we have opportunity to reaffirm and renew the faith proclaimed in baptism. As those who have been baptized profess for themselves the faith of the Christian community in which they have been nurtured, we gather to reaffirm the power of the Holy Spirit and to celebrate the place of each person that will be standing up here, the people of God. We give thanks for all of their gifts. And we've witnessed in this community of faith the promise to continue to walk with them. With joy and thanksgiving, we celebrate the faith that we all share and rededicate ourselves to the life and work of the body of Christ. Today, we are commissioning each of you as apostles, ambassadors, servants of Jesus to remind us that we are the body of Christ for the entire world. On behalf of the Congregation of Trinity United Church Summerside, PEI, I present the following persons who seek to renew the faith proclaimed in their baptism. Kennedy Elizabeth Ann Crozier, and I'll have you come and stand just up here, and you can face me. Lacey Lauren Culliquett. Hannah Jane Culliquett. Amanda Marie Hamilton. And I'll get you to stand a little closer. As we discussed in confirmation classes, we have the profession of faith and promises. I ask these questions that you may publicly profess the faith proclaimed in baptism just earlier this morning. Do you believe in God who has created and is creating, who has come in Jesus, the Word made flesh to reconcile and make new, and who works in us and others by the Spirit? If so, please answer, I do by the grace of God. Desiring the freedom of new life in Christ, do you seek to resist evil and to live in love and justice? If so, please answer, I will, God being my helper. Will you follow in the way of Jesus Christ? If so, please answer, I will, God being my helper. Will you join with those in this community of faith to celebrate God's presence, to live with respect to creation, to love and serve others? If so, please answer, I will, God being my helper. And those who are able in this congregation, please stand. As a baptized and baptizing church, will you continue to support and nurture these persons within a community which worships God, resists evil, and seeks justice? If so, please answer, we will, God being our helper.
We will, God being our helper.
Let us pray. Creator God, we give thanks for your church and the work of proclamation that we see around us. Continue to offer us courage, strength, and hope when spreading your word. As we move into this time of renewal, remind each of us that you are ever present in our lives. In the name of Jesus we pray, amen. Please be seated. You can all sit down. I'm going to use this step because I'm a little shorter. Kennedy Elizabeth Ann Crozier. I ask you to mark yourself with the sign of the cross as a reminder of your baptism. Kennedy Elizabeth Ann Crozier, you are a child of God, and you bear the sign of Jesus Christ. I ask those who had come up with her earlier to come forward for laying on of hands, and I also ask the chair of our worship team to do the same. Please just touch her arm or shoulder. I'm going to ask you to step a little bit closer. The power of the Holy Spirit works within you, Kennedy, Elizabeth, and Crozier, that being born of water and the Spirit, you may continue to be faithful witnesses of Jesus Christ. Amen. And I'll ask Nancy to offer you the Bible, your confirmation certificate, and a couple of gifts from the church as well. Kennedy, Elizabeth Ann Crozier, receive this Bible, and with your sisters and brothers in Christ, continue to grow in faith, trusting in God's promises. Amen. And hallelujah. Let's give her a round of applause. Please be seated. Lacey? Mom? Dad? And your sister could come up too, actually. You can do the laying. Absolutely. Not yet. Lacey Lauren Culliken. I ask you to mark yourself with the sign of the cross as a reminder of your baptism. You are a child of God, and you bear the sign of Jesus Christ. Now the laying on of hands. And I'll get you a step a little closer, too. Lacey Lauren Culliken, you being born of water in the Spirit, you may continue to be a faithful witness of Jesus Christ. Amen. I'll ask Nancy now to present you your confirmation Bible and some gifts from the church and your confirmation certificate. Lacey Lauren Culliken, receive this Bible, and with your sisters and brothers in Christ, continue to grow in faith, trusting in God's promises. Amen. You can put your stuff down, and we'll give her a round of applause. Yes. And you can come back forward. Hannah Jane Culliken, I ask you to mark yourself with the sign of the cross as a reminder of baptism. Hannah Jane Culliken, you are a child of God, and you bear the sign of Jesus Christ. We now will do the laying on of hands. I think you're close enough. Hannah Jane Culliken, that being born of water and the Spirit, you may continue to be faithful witness of Jesus Christ. Amen. I'll ask Nancy to present you with your confirmation Bible and certificate. Hannah Jane Culliken, receive this Bible. With your sisters and brothers in Christ, continue to grow in faith, trusting in God's promises. Amen. Let us celebrate. Hallelujah. Please be seated. Amanda. I knew everybody can come forward too. I love that. Amanda Marie Hamilton. I ask you to mark yourself with the sign of the cross. Doesn't matter. As a reminder of your baptism. Amanda Marie Hamilton. You are a child of God, and you bear the sign of Jesus Christ. And we'll do the laying on of hands. You can have her shoulder, her arm. There you go. A little bit closer so the minister can reach. Amanda Marie Hamilton. That being born of water and the Spirit, you may continue to be faithful witnesses of Jesus Christ. Amen. And we'll have the presentation of the Bible and the confirmation certificate. Amanda Marie Hamilton, receive this Bible. With your sisters and brothers in Christ, continue to grow in faith, trusting in God's promises. Amen and hallelujah. Let's give them a round of applause. And you can be seated. Please join me in prayer, and let us pray. Gracious God, giver of life, you have called us by name and pledged to each of us your faithful love. We pray today for your blessing on those being confirmed into your church. Watch over them and guide them as they continue to grow in faith. Remind us of the promises of our own baptism and renew our trust in you. Strengthen us to do your will and to serve you with joy. Through the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The grace of Christ attend you, the love of God surround you, and the Holy Spirit keep you. Amen.
A reading today, the word from Romans. What then are we to say? Should we continue in sin in order that grace may increase? By no means. How can we who died to sin go on living in it? Do you not know that all of us who were baptized in Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? Therefore, we were buried with him by baptism into death, so that, just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, so we also might walk in newness of life. For if we have been united with him in a death like his, we will certainly be united with him in a resurrection like his. We know that our old self was crucified with him so that the body of sin might be destroyed, so we might no longer be enslaved to sin. But if we died with Christ, we believe that we will also live with him. We know that Christ, being raised from the dead, will never die again. Death no longer has dominion over him. The death he died to sin once and for all. But the life he lives to God. So you also must consider yourselves dead to sin and alive with God in Christ Jesus.
As Bill brings up the offering plate, we're reminded of the gifts of time, talent, and treasure, of music, of baptisms, of confirmation. For those who are able, please rise as we offer a blessing over the offering. And let us pray. Loving Creator, help us to remember that we are made to love, and in doing so, we bring who we are, we bring our talents, we bring our offering, so that we and it may continue to show your loving ministry out into the world. Bless our offering as you have blessed us. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. Please be seated. Jesus said to them, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty." Friends, this is Christ's table, and all are welcome at Christ's table. This is not Trinity's table. This is not the United Church of Canada's table. This is Christ's table, and all who want to partake are welcome at Christ's table. Please join me in the great thanksgiving that will be printed on your screen. God be with you.
Also with you.
Let us lift up our hearts.
We lift them up to God.
We come giving thanks to the Lord.
It is right to offer our thanks and praise to God.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him. And without him, one thing came into being. What has come into being was life, and the life was a light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. You sent Jesus, the light of the world, to share the light, God, with us. People gather to see and hear him, to witness the acts of healing that Jesus offered, to listen to his teachings. He made time for everyone. Jesus turned no one away. Yet people turned away, betrayed and crucified him. Through all this, Jesus loved us and was lifted from the darkness of the grave. Jesus found victory over death so that we would be with him and we could be as one. We join our voices in great praise, singing.
Thank you.
Today, as we come to this table, we remember that Jesus ate with his friends the night before he died. In the Gospel of Mark, we're reminded that while they were eating, he took a loaf of bread, and after blessing it, he broke it. He gave it to them and said, "Take, this is my body." Then Jesus took a cup, and after giving thanks, he gave it to them, and all of them drank from it. He said to them, "This is the blood of my covenant, which is poured out for many." We eat and drink today in remembrance of Jesus. We remember the love that Jesus has for each of us. We rejoice and celebrate with his resurrection. We wait with hope for his coming again. Together, as a faith family, we lift our hearts and our voices as we proclaim the mystery of our faith. Creator God, pour your spirit upon us and these gifts as we come to your table today. May they be signs of light, life, and love to each other. Help us to be instruments of peace, love, and justice in the world, through, with, and in Christ, through the unity of the Holy Spirit. All glory is yours, loving Creator, now and forever. Amen. And as a Christian family, let us join our voices together and pray the prayer that Jesus taught. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The bread of life, communion in the body of Christ. The cup of blessing, communion in the blood of Christ. The gifts of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Today we are going to partake by the coming forward method. That means that you're going to come out on your aisle, come around here. There'll be two stations set up with both the bread and the grape juice, and then back down this way. So come up the aisle this way and that, and go back down that way. Just let the milk gluten-free. Please join me in the prayer after communion. As we leave this place, we remember your actions and your words. Transform us. May our acts of Christian love extend around the world. As we celebrate your creation, may we feel your presence. Amen. Please join me in prayer, and let us pray. Gracious God, may we remember your love and embrace your forgiveness and hold fast to a hope that transforms each of us. Allow us to recognize the needs within this world. Let us make space for all, listen to all, show kindness, journey with one another, and respond lovingly. We come to make room. We come to pray within community. We are present to take what is placed on our hearts and take that out into the world. Loving God, be with those who are weighed down with the loss of a loved one or dealing with an illness or looking for more supports in their lives. May they be embraced. As a faith family, give us the courage to pause and when we need to reach out, to do so. We look to you, loving God, for wisdom. We look to you, loving God, for grace-filled responses. We look to you, loving God, for strength to act. You know our hearts. You know our concerns. You know all of us by name. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen.
Receive our love.
As you leave this place today, I commission you all to be alert, to stand firm in the faith, to be valiant and strong, but let all that you do be done out of love. May God bless you and keep you. May God's face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. Amen and hallelujah.